Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The multidimensional Rivati Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people radiate an aura of kindness, wisdom, and quiet yet profound guidance as if they exist in a world beyond the material plane? They don't seek power or recognition. They seek completion, healing, and a deep sense of connection with the universe. When you think about it, these are the ones who move through life with gentleness, grace, and a quiet but undeniable wisdom, serving as guides, protectors, and nurturers of those around them. Their power isn't in dominance. It's in compassion, intuition, and their ability to walk between the seen and unseen worlds. Is it any wonder that Rivati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by a drum or a fish, representing the final journey, transcendence, and cosmic rhythm, carries the energy of completion, universal love, and deep spiritual connection? This is the nakshatra of healers, empaths, dreamers, and wise souls who understand that life is a journey of learning, serving, and ultimately dissolving into something greater. Rivati natives don't seek external validation. They move toward wholeness, often serving as quiet beacons of light for others. Look at the spiritual teachers, counselors, poets, musicians, and compassionate leaders who seem to exist in a liminal space between reality and the divine, guiding others while deeply in touch with their own inner world. Whether in art, healing, humanitarian work, or spiritual exploration, they embody patience, acceptance, and a profound understanding that life is about the journey, not the destination. They don't rush, they flow, trusting in divine timing and the natural unfolding of life. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to see the bigger picture, to remain deeply connected to universal truths, and to bring healing and closure where others see only chaos. Unlike Uttara Bhadrapada's still meditative wisdom or Purva Bhadrapada's radical transformation, Rivati moves with gentle surrender, embracing all of life with love and understanding, ensuring that nothing is left incomplete. They are the soul guides, the nurturers, the ones who remind us that everything is interconnected and that our true journey is toward love, unity, and spiritual fulfillment. But here's what's most fascinating. Rivati's power isn't just about personal enlightenment, but about guiding others toward their own sense of peace and closure. Whether through mentorship, art, or healing, they ensure that those around them feel safe, whole, and supported on their own paths. They don't seek to control outcomes. They trust, knowing that everything unfolds in divine timing. So the next time you meet someone who moves with effortless grace, who seems to carry the wisdom of lifetimes, who offers warmth, healing, and guidance without seeking anything in return, ask yourself, are they channeling the compassionate, transcendental force of Rivati? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just kind. They are the guardians of the soul. The ones who remind us that the greatest journey is the one that leads us back to wholeness. The multidimensional Rivati Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people seem to float through life with an effortless grace, offering wisdom, healing, and a quiet but profound presence? They don't seek material success or external recognition. They seek deeper meaning, unity, and a sense of cosmic completion. When you think about it, these are the ones who exist between worlds, deeply intuitive, compassionate, and always guiding others toward peace, closure, and inner fulfillment. Their power isn't in ambition. It's in surrender, wisdom, and the ability to nurture others toward their highest potential. Is it any wonder that Rivati Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that thrive on deep emotional intelligence, intuitive wisdom, and selfless service? The INFJ, INFP, and ENFP, each in their own way, mirror Rivati's gentle, wise, and deeply compassionate nature. They don't just live in the moment, they exist beyond it, constantly exploring the unseen, seeking meaning, and guiding others toward healing and spiritual growth. The INFJ, the mystic, is Rivati's spiritual guide, blending intuition, insight, and selfless service to bring meaning to others. Like Ravati, they walk a path of deep understanding, often feeling like old souls with wisdom beyond their years. They don't seek control or power. They seek to illuminate, heal, and guide, offering their knowledge with patience and grace. Their presence feels ethereal, as if they are always connected to something greater than themselves. Then there's the INFP, the dreamer, the one who sees the world not for what it is, but for what it could be, embodying boundless compassion, creativity, and spiritual depth. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Ravati's dreamy, poetic, and otherworldly energy? INFPs, like Ravati, thrive in the realm of imagination, emotions, and higher consciousness, often acting as healers, artists, and quiet revolutionaries who bring beauty and meaning to the world. They feel deeply, love deeply, and live deeply, embodying the very essence of universal love. And what about the ENFP, the visionary, the one who spreads light, joy, and inspiration wherever they go, connecting with people through emotion, energy, and a natural curiosity for life's mysteries? Unlike the introspective INFJ or the poetic INFP, the ENFP channels Ravati's playful, whimsical, and free-spirited energy, ensuring that spirituality and joy are not separate, but intertwined. They bring warmth and optimism into the lives of others, reminding us that even in our search for deeper truths, life is meant to be celebrated. So when you meet someone who seems to exist in a different dimension, who offers wisdom without expectation, who moves with kindness, intuition, and an almost divine grace, ask yourself, are they channeling the transcendent healing force of Ravati? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just compassionate. They are the soul guides, the dreamers, the ones who remind us that life isn't just about what we achieve, it's about how deeply we connect, love, and return to the source of all things. The multidimensional Ravati Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people move through life with an almost ethereal presence, as if they are connected to something beyond the material world? They don't chase after power or status. They seek meaning, healing, and a sense of completion, not just for themselves, but for everyone they encounter. When you think about it, these are the ones who radiate kindness, wisdom, and deep emotional intelligence, offering guidance, comfort, and spiritual insight without asking for anything in return. Their power isn't in control. It's in surrender, transcendence, and the ability to see the bigger picture of life. Is it any wonder that Ravati Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that thrive on emotional depth, spiritual wisdom, and selfless service? The peacemaker, type 9, the individualist, type 4, and the helper, type 2, each in their own way, mirror Ravati's compassionate, introspective, and deeply connected nature. They don't just exist in the world. They move through it like healers, seekers, and quiet guides, always searching for meaning and harmony. The peacemaker type 9 is Ravati's soulful mediator, seeking harmony, peace, and unity above all else. Like Ravati, they avoid conflict, preferring to flow with life's rhythms, offering wisdom and comfort to those who need it most. They see the world as interconnected and believe that true fulfillment comes from inner balance and the ability to bring tranquility to others. Then there's the individualist type 4. The one who lives with an innate sense of longing, searching for depth, beauty, and a connection to something greater. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Ravati's poetic, spiritual, and deeply introspective energy? Type 4s, like Ravati, aren't afraid to explore life's mysteries, to embrace the highs and lows of existence, and to express their emotions in deeply meaningful ways. They seek profound connections, often feeling like wanderers between worlds, drawn toward art, music, and spiritual transcendence. And what about the helper, type 2, the one who thrives on nurturing, healing, and offering unconditional love and support? Unlike the detached type 9 or the existential type 4, the type 2 channels Ravati's nurturing, selfless love, ensuring that those around them feel safe, cared for, and deeply understood. They offer themselves as emotional guides, acting as the silent caretakers who provide solace, wisdom, and reassurance to those in need. So when you meet someone who radiates kindness, who moves through life like a quiet guardian of the soul, who seems to exist in a state of gentle surrender and deep wisdom, ask yourself, Are they channeling the peaceful, spiritually evolved force of Revati? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just compassionate. They are the healers, the poets, the silent dreamers, who remind us that life is not just about where we are going. It's about how deeply we experience the journey.